Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Raleigh, a crash has closed a section of the Beltline. Coming up, I'll show you which exits to avoid.
And you may have been awakened by thunder last night. We still have a cell in our eastern counties. I'll show you where it's going and when else we may see some storms today.
Work starts today to put a dollar amount on the damage from last week's tornado. It's a first step toward getting state and federal aid to the people who need it. And we have two big traffic alerts to tell you about this morning. I'll explain exactly how to get around them and what you should know if you're heading out. It is 6 o'clock and here we are at a Monday again with you. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. You may see a couple of puddles as you step out this morning, but you'll be stepping into some milder temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with our first look at that radar.
Yeah, take a look at this. We do still have some cells lingering. We had a severe thunderstorm warning at about 1:40 this morning for parts of the Triangle area. There's no warning here, but there's definitely some heavy rain. We have a good bit of lightning that's showing up with this. And right now, it's to the east of Rocky Mount, north of Pine Tops. Expected to be dealing with some heavy rain and a lot of lightning in Tarboro. That is lifting back into Halifax County, where we've already had a thunderstorm move through, and we could see these little cells producing some heavy rain and frequent lightning redeveloping across that area this morning. Take a look here at Futurecast, and you can see some of those all the way up through around 9 o'clock. After that, mostly cloudy skies for a bit. Now, later in the afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, and that will allow our temperatures to climb into the upper 80s. But it should feel a good bit like Saturday, where the clouds kept our temperatures down a little bit. We also have the chance of an isolated storm, especially in our southern counties later on. Rocky Mount Mills, the rain just ended, but it's very wet there as that last little bit of rain just moved through. Here in the Triangle area, pretty sunrise, a little bit of cloud cover, a little sunshine trying to peek through there at RDU. 71 degrees right now with a dew point of 69. Hour by hour, we climb into the mid-80s at lunchtime, and we'll hold it in the mid to upper 80s for highs this afternoon. But heat's going to be our big story this week. We're going to have triple-digit heat indices for many days, starting mid to late week. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
It is just about 6:02 right now, and we're following breaking news in Raleigh. We have reports of a serious crash out on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue, and we're hearing that 440 westbound is closed in that area right now. Need to allow extra time as you head through that section of 440, and if you can pick up 440 westbound from Wade Avenue, you'll be on the other side of that major crash. We have Michael Grace on the way in the WRAL breaking news tracker, so stay tuned for updates. Looking live now at I-40 at Airport Boulevard, where traffic's flowing freely, but we could run into some problems later this morning as traffic volume builds because of some ramp closures out there. That's where Laura Levine is live this morning, keeping an eye on the situation and explaining why those ramps are closed. Good morning, Laura.
Brian, good morning. Right now we are standing at the exit right off of I-40 and Airport Boulevard. As you've mentioned, traffic's running and going pretty smoothly at this hour. But if you are traveling in this area, you want to be mindful of cones as well as road closure signs and flashing lights. And here's why. Get a look at this map here. The two ramps connecting I-40 to Airport Boulevard will be closed for several months. We're talking about the I-40 West ramp to Airport Boulevard and the Airport Boulevard ramp onto I-40 East. It's all part of an ongoing project. New reconstructed ramps will accommodate the future diverging diamond design at the interchange. They are expected to reopen in the fall. Then crews have also temporarily closed a ramp from Western Boulevard to I-440 West. Crews are rebuilding the ramp and a portion of the new outer lanes of the Beltline. The closure is expected to last this entire week. Of course, it is important to pay attention to any signs you may see, as well as the detours that are posted in the affected areas. We'll have much more on WRAL.com if you have need any more information on how to get around here. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Morrisville.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center, we're following some breaking news out of Durham. Durham police say they are investigating a homicide. One person is dead and two others were hurt. I want to show you exactly where they say this was happening. They say Andrew Avenue in Durham. They responded at 1:45 this morning to a call. That's where they found two adult males with serious injuries, a third adult with minor injuries. Two of the men went to the hospital where one of them died. Police say they believe the men got into a physical altercation. They say right now this is still an active investigation.
Students at a Wake County school will be going home early today because their school's air conditioning is out. Neuse River Middle School in eastern Wake County will dismiss at 12:15 this afternoon. Today's the first day of class for the school and others that are on the county's modified schedule. It also plans to dismiss at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. School officials say lunch will still be served. Buses will run as normal. Staff will stay with students until everyone has arrangements to get home safely. Pullen Road in Raleigh is back open this morning after a person was hit and killed by an Amtrak train. Passengers reached out to WRAL about what they were told. They said the Amtrak train left the Raleigh station, headed toward Cary last night when the train stopped and passengers were told a person was hit and that the person died. The incident happened on Pullen Road at Baver Drive. The roads were closed while authorities investigated. They have since reopened.
The recovery process continues for people in Nash and Edgecombe counties after that EF3 tornado hit. And today, state officials will be in that area to determine just how much damage it caused and what people will need to rebuild. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Nash County with the next steps to help provide aid, the money and support that these folks will need to get their lives back together. Kelsey.
Good morning. So a state-run damage assessment should wrap up by Wednesday, but they're going to start it today. And there's a lot of work to be done because this is what parts of some communities look like. This is a mobile home community on Town Hall Road in Dorchester. You can see that a mobile home was completely obliterated during the tornado on Wednesday, and we'll know how much federal and state aid will be needed. Based on the results from that damage assessment, Governor Cooper toured the area yesterday. The state's next step is to figure out how they can best help people who lost everything. But one of the biggest questions we've had since the tornado is what's next for Pfizer? The company has agreed to pay employees who are without work right now.
They're going to continue to stay online and continue to employ people in this area. That's really important.
And Governor Cooper is now looking ahead to the future. He says that the state is considering updating building codes so that homes can be more resilient after severe weather. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Dorchester.
You can help the people who found themselves in that tornado's path. The Rocky Mount Area Chamber of Commerce and United Way has set up the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. Anyone can donate. 100% of the money goes to the people affected by the tornado. You can make a donation online or by mail. And we have all the information you need on WRAL.com. Just search tornado.
We're working to confirm information about a terrible crash in Wake County near the Granville County border involving a car and a motorcycle. This happened in the Creedmoor area along Beaver Dam Road and Rogers Quarter Road. The WRAL Breaking News tracker was on the scene Sunday afternoon. You can see the damaged motorcycle and car as state troopers investigate. We'll bring you updates as soon as we get them.
The man charged with stabbing three people in Oxford a week ago today will be in court this morning. According to court documents, 21-year-old Malik Webb was transferred to another facility last week to get mental health treatment. The documents also named the three victims, Edward Shaw, Robert Frazier, and Terry Hobgood. The police chief told WRAL they still don't know a motive.
Friends and family members of a Moore County woman are asking for the public's help in finding her. They say 39-year-old Alicia Watts has not been seen since last Sunday. We spoke with a family friend who says Watts traveled last weekend to the Charlotte area with a new boyfriend in her black Mercedes SUV. The friend says a missing persons report is now filed with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, as well as in Moore County and Siler City.
New this morning, Russia is accusing Ukraine of striking two buildings in Moscow with drones. There was no serious damage or injuries, but this comes one day after Volodymyr Zelensky vowed to retaliate after a Russian strike that damaged a historic cathedral in Ukraine. Ukraine's emergency service released this video showing firefighters rescuing people and ancient religious artifacts in Odessa. Russian missiles struck the city early Sunday morning, killing at least one person and hurting 22 others. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched 19 missiles. The air defense says it shot down nine of those.
We're still working to learn the identity of a man killed in a shooting in Durham. Police found a man with a gunshot wound on Holloway Street early Sunday morning. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there on the scene and got this video. The man died at the hospital.
Extreme heat is scorching much of our country and smashing records. More than two dozen heat records were either set or tied over the weekend. States including Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and Nevada felt record heat. The temperature has risen above 110 degrees for 24 straight days in Phoenix. In El Paso, the temperature has gone over 100 for 38 straight days. National Weather Service says there is really no sign of this streak ending anytime soon.
We're one day away from a Mega Millions drawing worth at least $820 million. No one matched all five white balls plus the Mega Ball Saturday night. The cash option is now $422 million. The next drawing is tomorrow night. You can watch it live right here on WREL right before our 11 p.m. news.
We're 10 after 6 right now on your Monday. The search for evidence in the Gilgo Beach murders is expanding. Investigators are digging for clues to answer questions about those killings.
And younger people may soon be allowed to serve alcohol in restaurants across the country. What's behind this new movement to change the laws?
We had a round of thunderstorms overnight last night. Still some lingering here in our eastern counties. I'll show you where that cell is headed and how many more of those we could see today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We're taking a live look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. We have the cell that's lingering. It's not a very big one, but it's moving up through Edgecombe County on into Halifax County. You've had several of these cells out overnight last night and this morning. We had one that produced a severe thunderstorm warning around the Triangle area. We have not had any reports of damage from that, but lots of lightning here between, say, Rocky Mount, Enfield, Tarboro in that area. So just be careful if you're thinking about heading out to walk the dog or heading out the door. You've got all that lightning sitting over you. Just give it another 20 minutes or so. It's wet in Goldsboro where the rain came through earlier. But if you want to head to the pool today, not a bad day at all. Our temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. This will by far be the coolest day that we'll see all week. I'll show you where the heat index is headed coming up, Brian.
6:14, and we have an update to breaking news. Some good news in Raleigh. That earlier crash on 440 westbound right around Wade Avenue that did shut down the interstate briefly has cleared. Apparently, it was not quite as bad as they were anticipating. Traffic now flowing freely in both directions. I am tracking another crash, though, coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound, a crash between 42 and the Clayton Bypass Interchange. We're seeing some delays as you come in from the McGee's Crossroads area. Once you hit 42, though, you're going to be stuck in traffic for seven additional minutes. If you can pick up 40 westbound from the Clayton Bypass, you'll be on the other side of those delays, Jeff.
Thanks for that, Brian. Another story we've been following for a couple of days. Now, we have an update this morning. Cumberland County deputies have identified a man who was killed in a shooting that wounded three others on Pembroke Lane. This was in the Eastover community. It happened Saturday afternoon. 40-year-old Nicholas Grady of Fayetteville died. No word on the conditions of the survivors.
Investigators on Long Island are digging for more evidence at the house of suspected serial killer Rex Huerman. Authorities were using an excavator yesterday as their search grows. Huerman is charged in the murders of three women and is a suspect in the death of a fourth. The women's bodies were found in 2010 and 11 along nearby Gilgo Beach. Huerman has pleaded not guilty to all of the charges.
3, 2, 1, engine full power. And liftoff of Starlink. Go Falcon.
Another batch of Starlink satellites is now in orbit. SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket sent 22 satellites into space from Cape Canaveral in Florida last night. This will add to the roughly 5,000 broadband spacecraft already in low Earth orbit. The company has approval to deploy 12,000 Starlink satellites and has applied for permission to send up another 30,000.
Concern over the availability of workers is pushing more states to allow younger teens to serve alcohol. A report says states like Wisconsin and Idaho are joining a growing list to lower the minimum age for servers. 7 of 9 states proposing lower ages since 2021 have approved them. The changes are coming by pushes from the National Restaurant Association and restaurants which are having a hard time finding workers. Some see the proposals as loosening overall child labor protections.
The movie phenomenon known as Barbenheimer is even more popular than expected. Barbie and Oppenheimer brought moviegoers back to the theaters in record numbers this past weekend. Barbie had a first place debut, pulling in about $155 million in the U.S. and Canada. Oppenheimer opened in second place with more than $80 million. Together, they make up the fourth highest grossing weekend at the box office in North America.
What we're seeing is Barbie and Oppenheimer from Warner Brothers and Universal really lean into this Barbenheimer phenomenon that was organically made through the social media channels. However, they both embrace it, and I don't know if we'll ever see something quite like this again.
Yeah, not a competition, but the movies supporting each other. Coming up at 7 on Today, the boost the box office is seeing from these two huge movies. And in less than 10 minutes in What's Trending, a look at some of the fashion that fans are bringing to the theater as well. A lot of pink, Jeff.
Yeah, 6:18 the time right now. Pink everywhere. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. Or we could do it right now with Elizabeth Gardner, Weather Gal on Instagram, and wearing that Barbie pink. There you go.
Well, you know, I mean, pink is pink. I've had this dress for a long time. But it was funny. We were out at a shopping center that has a movie theater last night. And they were just walking by. Everybody's wearing their pink, headed to the movie theater. We were cracking up. All right. We do have some thunder and lightning that's still showing up on the radar this morning. We had a severe thunderstorm warning across the Triangle area at 1:40 this morning. So a lot of heavy rain and some loud thunder from Tarboro. Northward up toward Halifax County, we're seeing the cell holding together. It's not severe, but a lot of heavy rain, as I mentioned, and some dangerous lightning with this all the way up through Scotland Neck at this point. We did have a flood advisory, in fact, for western Halifax County earlier this morning, and that has expired. But here's a look at some of the rain. A lot of it's been along the I-95 corridor in the last 24 hours. Down here in Sampson County, almost 2 inches of rain. Where we had the severe thunderstorm warning, we had about 3/4 of an inch of rain there across parts of the Triangle. And then in Wayne County, almost 3 inches, about 2 inches here in Wilson County. And then we'll move forward here. And you can see, again, some pretty heavy totals there around Rode Oak Rapids, anywhere from about 1.25 inches to almost 3 inches. So it was coming down out there last night. We have a front that's sliding eastward, and we're actually on the north side of the front. Anytime we're on the north side of a front, it tends to be a little cooler. Now, this time of year, cooler is, you know, maybe slightly different from some other times of year, but we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about what's happening out there. We do still have those cells, of course, in the east. Those are going to be moving on out. Cloudy skies keeps our temperatures today in the 80s, and we saw that on Saturday. Today's going to feel a lot like Saturday, with clouds to begin with, and then a little sunshine in the afternoon, and the possibility of a few stray storms, especially in our southern counties later on today. You're probably going to have to pull out the sprinklers at some point this week, because our chances for rain going forward are pretty minimal, 20% chance to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We take a live look across our area, starting off this morning with some cloud cover, but then we'll see some sunshine later this afternoon. Tracking the tropics, we still are watching the system down to the south, but it doesn't have a good chance of developing, just a 20% chance. If it were to develop, it looks like it would head into the southern Caribbean. Of course, Tropical Storm Dawn was a hurricane on Saturday. This one is just the Energizer Bunny, but it looks like today may be its last day. We go from 87 today to 92 tomorrow, and then highs are in the mid to upper 90s through the weekend. Brian, we're looking at a triple-digit heat index probably for as many as 4 or 5 days in a row. I'll talk about that coming up.
We knew we were going to have to pay for that nice weather in June at some point.
Here it is.
6:20 right now as we take a look at traffic. The only crash that we're following right now in the Triangle is on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. Big delays as you come in from the 210 interchange around McGee's Crossroads approaching 42, and then you're in traffic for a little bit before you get to the Clayton Bypass. If you can pick up 40 westbound from the bypass, you'll be on the other side of those significant delays. Take a look at our current road conditions model, and you can see a lot of rain, wet roads. That's what the green means here on the map from those showers that move through our northeastern counties. So along the I-95 corridor and just east, look out for damp conditions. That's a look at the camera at Grace Street at Sunset Avenue in Rocky Mount. Slow down. Take it easy as you head out.
Brian, thanks. You may be waiting longer for packages to arrive this summer. Hundreds of thousands of UPS workers may be putting their trucks in park and heading to the picket line.
And Trader Joe's is issuing a warning about two types of its popular cookies. Why the store says you should bring those cookies back to a store for a refund.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Movie theaters are full of Barbies as fans are coming to see the new movie in style.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday morning, Brian.
I just point out, this was just next in rotation. This has nothing to do with Barbie. But some people are going all out as they show up to see the new movie. Theaters are turning into seas of pink as fans do their best Barbie impressions with their outfits. These are just some of the videos that are going viral on TikTok. Fans getting caught up in Barbie fever.
Ooh. Not just women, but men as well. Adopting the Ken style. The other big movie out this past weekend, of course, was Oppenheimer. And Brian, I understand you had a chance to see that.
I did. And didn't care
what
for
you
it. I said on Twitter or on Instagram that it was probably the best made, best acted, dullest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah. But well, maybe folks may can vary. There are a lot of people in this very studio who like the movie a great deal. So
you had 3 hours worth of it to decide. So, all right, we'll take it.
It's going to be an Academy Award contender, supposedly.
There you go. When you log on to Twitter today, you're going to notice it's different. Elon Musk says that it has changed its branding to X. And he tweeted an image of the new logo and said the logo officially changed just in the last hour. You know, Musk owns SpaceX, Tesla has a Model X, and he also has a son named X.
And now a company named X. And X.com will take you to the Twitter site now. So folks, moving forward within the last hour, that has gone up. And gone are the bluebirds, right? He said this is going to be phased out. No more bluebird for Twitter.
The change to Twitter since Elon Musk has taken over is dizzying. Yeah. Brian, thanks. A recall alert this morning for those of you who buy cookies from Trader Joe's. The store is recalling two types of cookies because they may contain rocks. The cookies in question are almond windmill cookies with sell-by dates from October 19th to the 21st and the dark chocolate chunk almond cookies. Sell-by dates for those from October 17th to the 21st. Trader Joe says if you have these cookies, do not eat them. You can bring them back to the store for a full refund.
U.S. women's soccer is ready to roll and go 2-0 to start the World Cup when they take the pitch Wednesday night against the Netherlands. You can watch that game on Fox 50. It gets started at 9 o'clock.
We have two traffic alerts to tell you about this morning. As you're heading out the door, I'll explain what you should know and why these projects are happening right now.
And we still have a few cells showing up here from last night. I'll show you where this last one is headed and when we may see more storms later today.
The work to rebuild after last week's devastating tornado is growing. This is a live look right now at some of the damage in Dorchester. Today, the process to get state and federal aid to the hardest hit communities begins.